This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, senior writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, filling in for Terry Gross. Julia Child is recalled in a new film by Nora Ephron called Julie and Julia, opening today. It's a comedy and a blend of two nonfiction books. The first, by Julie Powell, recounts the year she spent cooking every recipe in Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. The second, My Life in Paris, is a memoir written by Child with her grandnephew, Alex Prudhomme. In a few minutes, we'll listen to our 1989 interview with Julia Child, who died in 2004. But first, critic David Edelstein has this review of Julie and Julia, starring Meryl Streep as Julia and Amy Adams as Julie.
Writer-director Nora Ephron is acidly funny as an essayist and in interviews, but her movies like You've Got Mail and Bewitched and her biggest hit, Sleepless in Seattle, are both snobbish and pandering. Her characters have no subtext. They're cartoonish extroverts, dropping judgments and pulling faces. Her new comedy, Julie and Julia, offers more of the same, except half of it, the Julia part, is dominated by Meryl Streep, who keeps you gasping with delight. Streep plays the middle-aged Julia Child, and the movie follows her from the end of Child's government stint in Paris after World War II through the publication of her seminal book Mastering the Art of French Cooking, which introduced Americans to techniques perfected at places like Le Cordon Bleu. As narrative, the Julia scenes are not that compelling. What holds you is watching Streep transcend mere mimicry and cut a path to the woman's soul. Most American film actors are method types. They begin by digging into their own psyches and dredging up past emotions. That's not, from what I can tell, how Streep works. Certainly not here. As Julia, she starts with the externals and moves from the outside in. The voice begins in the chest and erupts into that familiar burbling falsetto with its trills and diphthongs. Some words Child didn't want to let go of. They gave her too much pleasure, like butter. Streep isn't tall, but she's photographed carefully and projects height. She understands the 6'2" Child learned not to be ashamed of her size, but to go with it. Her body follows that loopy voice in a kind of sloshy interpretive dance, and the performance becomes a musical triumph. She's practically singing in an omelet-making reenactment from Child's 60s black-and-white TV show, which the other main character, Julie Powell, played by Amy Adams, watches in 2002 with her husband, played by Chris Messina.
I'm going to try to flip this thing over now, which is a rather daring thing to do.
She changed everything. Before her, it was frozen food and can openers and marshmallows.
Don't knock marshmallows.
Give it a try. When you flip anything, you've just got to have the courage of your convictions, especially if it's a loose sort of mass, like, oh, that didn't go very well. But you see, when I flipped it, I didn't have the
She's
courage.
She's so adorable.
I needed to the way I should have. But you can always put it together. And you're alone in the kitchen. Who's to see?
Pearls. The woman is wearing pearls in the kitchen.
You just got to practice like the piano. I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Alas, the real protagonist of Julie and Julia isn't Julia, but Julie, who distracted herself from her messy life with a blog that chronicled her effort to cook all the 524 dishes in Mastering the Art of French Cooking in 365 days. Powell's book on that year-long homage-slash-ordeal is fast and fun, and the recipes, among them a whole section on aspic, are so out of fashion, it's like a voyage back in time. Ephron is a foodie, so the film has some texture. But when she cuts back and forth between Paris in the 50s and Queens, New York in 2002 to show Julia and Julie achieve a kind of autonomy through cooking, The Godfather Part II, this isn't. The connection is labored. And Julie, for all Amy Adams's charm, becomes a whiny cipher. all these characters really have in common is they both became celebrities. Child with her book and TV show, Powell when her blog started getting hits. One of the movie's emotional high points comes when Powell is interviewed by, gasp, food writer Amanda Hesser from the New York Times, who plays herself. The end titles climax cheekily with the news that not only did Powell get a book deal, but her book was made into a movie. For Efron, fame is the happiest ending. I prefer to lop off Julie and her obnoxious husband and concentrate instead on Streep and Stanley Tucci as Julia's devoted husband, Paul. The actors work together on The Devil Wears Prada, and Tucci knows enough not to compete with America's most revered thespian. But he enhances her. His easy, affectionate presence grounds Streep's theatricality. My guess is Tucci, who's more of a method actor, used his own bedazzlement with Streep to convey Paul's bedazzlement with Julia. For all the high artifice, the emotions between the two of them are marvelously real.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.